Sam Banks.
John Holiday.
And you're listening to Black Audacity, the podcast for niggas in Middle Earth.
Hello, hello, hey, hello, hello. Go, take it away. So today what we talking about?
There's so much going on in this Black Audacity home today.
It's a full studio.
Yeah, we really have a full studio audience today. No A, nigga.
Let's keep it professional.
In wrapping up our Black History Month.
Black Future Month.
That was that bullshit. You heard that. So in wrapping it up, we wanted to talk about something that was black and nerdy.
It's near and dear to my black nerdy heart. Take it away.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Malcolm.
Oh my gosh.
You came in with the glasses and the hat.
No, I'm not saying oh my gosh. I'm saying oh my gosh because the subject. Okay.
Are you ready for the bullshit?
I'm ready for the bullshit. Okay, so what we're going to talk about is POCs in fantasy media. So if you haven't heard or haven't seen the new Lord of the Rings Rings of Power Amazon show just dropped and the trailer came out. And it's... The internet is not even divided. Everybody's just mad. So in this little 40-second trailer, they showed two images of two black characters and a dwarf and an elf. And they show a female character clad in armor. And this pissed everybody. It pissed a bunch of people that ain't getting no pussy off. Because I'll be honest with you. Everybody that's mad is people, and I'm gonna say it because I'm mad. Fuck that.
Say it. Because I said it.
You ain't getting no pussy, and you ain't getting no money, and you mad at the wrong motherfucking shit. And the reason why I'm so passionate and so upset about it is because, like I said, it was like a minute long trailer. No speaking roles, no nothing.
Just flashes.
And all this outrage, all this vitriol is just. The images of just black people existing, and that's serious because it kind of hurt my feelings in a way. It's like you're just mad. What ruins your fantasy is black people. Oh, why do I have to have this in my fantasy movie? Your perfect world fantasy is one where black people don't exist. In a fucking made up universe. And if you don't know, Lord of the Rings is based. And Lord of the Rings, the one we watched in 2000, the one that's coming out now is based like.
We is a strong word, but go ahead.
The one that everybody watched that motherfucking movie. Most of us, but no, it's based like 5,000 years even before that. So the Tolkien lore is real intricate. It goes by the time the Lord of the Rings movie that we watch, it's already like 5,000 years from the one that's coming out on Amazon. So my thing in this whole span, it couldn't be like one nigga. And then the fact that it is makes you mad. Like, wasn't no black elves? Because they had a one elf archer and he was black. And then they have a dwarf. And she was a female. And we haven't seen any female dwarves in Lord of the Rings live action at least. And in the lore, they're supposed to have beards. So they're mad that she doesn't have a beard. And they're mad because she's black. So... And it brings up a broader argument because it's something that's been prevalent in media for a while. Whenever we have some kind of sci-fi, fantasy, anything like that, and when black people are involved, if they don't fit into a particular niche or if their presence isn't fully explained, is somewhat of an uproar. So if you have like a black lead. The movie has to explain, why is this black person here? Why is this black person here? And I really, the reason why it bugs me, because it's fantasy. This shit is literally made up. And you're still, because I remember when this shit happened with Star Trek. They had the Discovery, I believe. So they had the captain, black female character. People had shit to say about that. And I'm like, wow. In space, the final frontier. Y'all mad at niggas. I remember when Star Wars came out. In a galaxy far, far away. In the first Star Wars trilogy, you only had Billy Dee Williams. The only nigga y'all let in there just had to be the coolest motherfucker alive at the time. And then the moment y'all put more black, now you're pandering. Why is this political? Why does the existence of black people have to be political? That's another thing that bugs me, because it's already being criticized for being political. And again, they had no speaking roles in this trailer. So just the mere existence of people of color, of women, of anything, is being criticized for being political. And that bugs the shit out of me, because my skin color, my race, is not your motherfucking agenda. You know what I mean? Like, that it bugs me because I happen to be a fan of it. Like, I'm a fan of fantasy. I'm a fan of sci-fi. I'm a fan of fictional work. I'm a fan of comic books.
You know, and that's what always interests me, or makes me go back to think about it, is that that's why, for the longest time, I was not into anything fantasy.
There wasn't no niggas. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm gonna quit saying niggas. Because there was no...
Yeah, because there was no black characters. Mm-hmm. And if there was, it was like Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, you know, it was...
You had to be some kind of primitive, tribal...
It was something like they had to be in the Outer Lands, or they had to be, you know, dressed scantily.
Over-sexualized.
Yes, or it was some Avatar bullshit. And that's the reason why I didn't like Avatar either. But, again, that's just me. I don't like Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. That is not my shit. Mm-hmm. And I do like fantasy novels and stuff like that, but we talked about this. I'm not a Harry Potter fan either.
Yeah, true. I'm not a fan of Harry Potter. Yeah, I like Lord of the Rings because it's just so the lore is so vast. You can just, it's a lot of shit to get into.
But I think it's something that has to be said, is that
about Tolkien?
No, about white people.
Okay.
About white people. White people use fantasy fiction as their escape.
It's escapism.
Escape from them having to be white in a world that's not all white. Yeah. It brings them back to a time in their mind. In their mind, it brings them back to a time where they didn't have to worry about, you know, other races or other people. Mm-hmm. Even if they didn't live during that time, that's what it reminds them of. Mm-hmm. We mentioned it on the previous episode, if once I release this, the previous episode, about how white movies go on and on and on without any type of person of color. They definitely don't have black people.
All six Lord of the Rings.
The genre doesn't accept having black people. The first time I really remember seeing different colors and different people in a quote unquote fantasy is Game of Thrones.
And who was they?
They were slaves.
Primitive.
Well, except for the Moor that was trading, but he was a thief. But I liked him. That was different. But this is the idea, is that they have used it for so long as a fantasy to escape what's really going on in front of them. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of bringing women into it, because women aren't always accepted into it either. But the idea with this new shit that's coming out, the idea of a black woman with her natural hair, and she's my color. Mm-hmm. She's not fair. She's not Fairy Lily Janae Aiko color.
They actually mad at the woman character too, because she, and this is really nerd shit, she had on armor, and then they're like, oh, they're going to make her fight, because it's the Galadriel character. And if you ever watch Lord of the Rings, Galadriel is a Cate Blanchett's character. The show is about her, and she's super old. She's one of the most powerful people in Middle Earth. So they're like, oh, they're going to make her like a Xena warrior princess character. That's not her character. Why does she have a sword?
Yeah, y'all love Xena, but you can sexualize Xena.
Because she half naked. That's so the only fantasy, place women have in fantasy.
So fantasy, again, because it's the idea that they have to be like that, they have to look like that, and it's not what the original authors usually intended. And especially in the case of J.R.R. Tolkien,
because you know more about him than you do about
I don't know shit about Lord of the Rings, except for potatoes, and thank you to Babish. Otherwise, I don't know
potatoes.
I know there's a ring involved. I know that there's this earth, there's these hobbits that eat all the time, because I call one of my friends a hobbit because of that.
That's another, I'm sorry, that's just more nerd shit that made people mad, because hobbits didn't exist 5,000 years ago,
right? Because this is the time lore before the hobbit. Hobbit and the Lord, the whole ring
they
series.
They show the precursors, the hobbits, and people are mad about that.
Like, why are y'all, first of all, before I even finish off with that, why are are y'all mad? Like, okay, you know, there was, we had Black Panther, and they have to go back to Black Panther because that's really all we got. We got Black Panther, we got Blade, got a little bit of Spawn. They ain't even tried to redo that one yet. Mm-hmm. It's because it's going to be so much bullshit in the making of it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of shit that didn't follow the comic book. Killmonger didn't follow the fucking comic book. Mm-hmm. And did you see one of us getting up in arms about it? I digress. There probably was a bot.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of black people who, black nerds, blurts, who don't fuck with Black Panther. And they didn't do it publicly when it first came out because it would have been a stab to the culture.
Yeah.
Previous host felt the same way about this.
He didn't like Black Panther?
Didn't like it. Didn't think it was a good Marvel movie. Thought it was very less in the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe that the current one, this phase, what was that, phase 3?
Yeah. Because we're in phase 4 now.
Yeah, so in phase 3, didn't appreciate it. On the other hand, it blew the lid off for me. Because
I loved it. It did not add nothing to the overarching narrative. No, it wasn't. It was an isolated story.
And that was the whole point. Yeah. Because this was, even though Chala, the family had already been introduced, they hadn't really been introduced. And they needed an origin story. We needed that. And I will always appreciate Disney and Marvel for doing that.
That's why I like how they introduced Black Panther in the Civil War movie. Because now this is your introduction to the MCU. And Civil War is probably my second, third favorite MCU.
Yeah,
my favorite is a tie between Winter Soldier and Guardians of the Galaxy. Then the other two is a tie between Civil War and Black Panther. So those are my top four. Mix and match them. And then Iron Man comes in.
We're right there. Except for Iron Man. Because Ron said I didn't fuck with Iron Man by itself.
The first one, I revisionist, after I watched it when I got older, because I loved it. I loved Iron Man when I first seen it, because it followed the story meticulously. And me being an Iron Man fan, I was like, oh, they did. He made his proto Iron Man suit. Oh, they had him with the, in the cave. Oh, they had him. So I'm watching it like, oh, they showed the War Machine suit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a War Machine fan. Because that's the black dude, you know. So, of course, yeah. So I'm like, oh, they actually showed it. Because he was like, oh, next time, baby. When Terrence Howard was in, they showed him with the suit. So, but I'm sorry. Go ahead. That was my point. But getting back.
The whole fantasy thing.
Because you were going to talk about J.R.R. Tolkien.
I'm a J.R.R. Tolkien fan because I'm a C.S. Lewis fan. And if we go back to fantasy, I do like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, I
like
love it. I love the movie too.
Yeah.
Who played the White Witch? Wait, her name's not the White Witch. I was thinking of it. No. Because remember they made the movie, the spoof movie, and they called it they called it the White Witch.
No,
in the movie. It was a spoof movie of Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay,
but Tilda Swinton played her. That's all.
That makes sense. That's all you needed to know. Yeah. But one of the big things about Tolkien is that he was this very religious man at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But in the 19th century, when this shit started, because you motherfuckers are fighting over something that's it's lasted throughout the year. Sorry, I was playing my mafia again.
Because I'm gonna make I think we're gonna make the same point. But go ahead.
This is the thing. You had what was really big in the 19th century was eugenics. If you don't know about eugenics, I'm not here to tell you. Go fucking look it up. Google is your friend. But it was a big thing with eugenics and people in your, you know, famous people that everybody loved, like that bitch Helen Keller. She was a firm believer in eugenics. She believed that because of her situation, she believed that.
How'd she even hear about eugenics?
Okay, so are you better now? We're good.
Yeah.
Okay, so with Helen Keller, she was a big fan of eugenics, and she believed that, you know, not mixing certain things and that getting rid of certain parts of society. This is fucked up.
I still want to know who explained eugenics to Helen Keller. That's some very intricate that you can't. That is a lot to
listen. We still have a very loud and nut studio audience. But what I was going to say was that I don't know how we got onto this, but it's my fault.
Because you're going to talk about Tolkien.
Yes. So I always believed that that may have not been her actual statement towards it. That they could have just used her.
She couldn't.
I mean, because not everybody can read sign language. Not everybody, and especially ASL as it was in the 19th century is completely different than it is in the 21st century. Mm-hmm. So that's my theory. I'm not gonna put it all on her, but do I think she had the mental capacity for it? Mm. Possibly.
Yeah.
But the question still.
I think that's just something hard to explain.
But yeah, yes,
she was smart.
Yeah. Okay. So back to Tolkien. Yes. Tolkien. During this time, he has all this going on. You know, you're seeing this world as it is. This is World War One time period, mm-hmm. where there's a lot of anti-German hate. This is before mm-hmm. the Nazis. History buff again. Mm-hmm. But you're going through with all that stuff, and he creates and gets criticism and doesn't give a fuck about mixing of races in mm-hmm. his stories, in his books. He was a diehard Catholic,
mm-hmm.
very religious. He's the one that converted C.S. Lewis from atheism. He had all of this, and he just believed that God didn't make one version of anything.
He even in his works, he had the elves, the dwarves, the Numenai, exactly. the orcs, the Orichi.
But people would read yeah. that, and they would think that they you're trying to do multicultural.
So the point I was going to make about it is when you're talking about Tolkien was I forgot it. Because you was going to say something about eugenics. No, because I think with all...
I don't ever want to talk about eugenics.
I think with all, the different races and species, they... I think people figure that's a well enough, quote-unquote, substitute. Because I actually heard that criticism, if you're adding black elves, are you going to add white orcs? And I'm like, are you just compared black people to the orcs in the motherfucking... This is shit because when I watched this trailer, I went and seen... Because, I'm on YouTube all the time. I went to see all the conversations about it. I read all the comments about it. This is why I want to talk about it. Because it's a hot button topic and it's something... Because I'm actually really looking forward to the show. And when I watched the trailer, I was like, oh, that looked cool. So, and then, of course, on my feed was like, Lord of the Rings, the hate... And it's funny because if you watch these videos, all of the what did they call it when you see the picture before you watch the video? I don't know what the thumbnails.
Oh, there you go.
All the thumbnails are of the black characters, and it's kind of like this is really your only issue. This is really if you just look Lord of the Rings trailer, hate, and you'll see all the thumbnails are people screenshotting the two black characters in this whole fucking universe. And you're mad about it. And then people are if they explain it, I won't be mad. Who the fuck are you that you got to explain the existence of black people in a fictional universe for you to...
And see, that's the point. And no pun intended, but the motherfucking audacity of the whole situation. It's a fantasy novel. Motherfuckers be purple, blue, green, yellow, orange. But if they black, goddamn, it's a problem.
It's a problem. Y'all got... And
do you think they're going to come on there like JJ from Good Times? What the fuck do y'all think is going to happen here? You know I do like Good Times.
and I know it's based on old Eastern, Western European lore. I know that the universe is created to somewhat imitate Norse mythology as far as with the wizards and the gods and the Myers and shit like that.
And biblical history as itself.
True indeed. This is why the fucking prophecies and all.
And that's what always gives me. If you nerds want to be mad about something, all you quote unquote atheist nerds, why the fuck are you even watching this shit? Because there's a lot of them. I don't believe in the God. And you're watching Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, again, it's not a big deal. It just bugs me because
it is a big deal. I'm gonna scratch.
It's not a big deal that they had these characters in there.
No, that's what I mean. It's not a big deal. It shouldn't be a big deal, but it is a big deal. Mm-hmm. When it causes as much outrage, that's a big deal because mm-hmm. it's showing the current climate
and the state of these motherfucking minds. It kind of validates me when I'm like, y'all don't like me. Because y'all don't really like me.
This is why we have a whole subculture. We can't even be nerds with other white nerds. We have to be blurs. We have to live a totally different thing. Because every time there's a little tiny bit of integration that's not, that we didn't even ask for, because we didn't ask to be put into shit that was already made.
That's
we
the point asked, I was going to make. Thank
we
you
asked to make
up.
New shit.
I watched Lord of the Rings when I was younger, mm-hmm. and wasn't no black people in it, and I was perfectly fine with it. I wouldn't be, oh, I wish they had a black character. I didn't care. I was perfectly okay with it. But when they added a black character, oh, cool, they added a black character. It's not this. And the property, the IP, the intellectual property, already exists. So the shit you love, this not taken from that. This is for new shit. You have these things called any movie or show you watch. You have what's called an audience surrogate, and this is someone that's added to the movie that may be a little different. So the audience that. When you explain shit to this character, you're by virtue explaining it to us, the audience. So maybe these new characters are new to Middle Earth. Like, get a motherfucking show a chance. And I'm not, again, and that's how I'm trying to defend it. And I hate the fact that I gotta defend the existence of black characters. But no, you had these things called audience surrogates. So anyway, the fact that you added these black characters is not for you. I'm giving you a prime example. Everybody knows I'm a Ninja Turtle fan. Mm-hmm. I love the first four movies. So when they redid it a few years ago, I'm like, oh, I don't really like this movie. But I didn't hoop and holler because I understood this movie's not for me. Mm-hmm. My Ninja Turtle movies came out in 1990, and nothing you do after that is going to change that. Your Lord of the Rings, that book still exists. So these movies, they're not for you. They're for people that don't read the books. They're for people that want
to
be introduced.
It's at the end of the day, you have to realize it's still marketing.
It's still marketing. It doesn't have anything about you.
Like, you can't take it and be like, oh, this is, no, it's not that. It's about marketing. It's the mm-hmm. same thing with the revision for Sex in the City. That shit's mm-hmm. not for people.
The original. I'm a nerd. Yeah, I love when shit is close to the source material.
But you know what and I mean? At the end of the day, I'm tired of the
sorry, that face. I don't even know what that's about, but go ahead. You're tired of the what? I know. Oh, okay. I know that was some bullshit. I'm tired of it.
Anyway, so I forgot.
What I like when shit stick to the source
material. And it's fine, but the whole point is of all of this stuff, like, I'm not, I like fantasy mm-hmm. stuff. Like I said, I'm a big Wizard of Oz fan. I'm a, like, legitimate, like, since I was a kid. Man, that's my fantasy world, mm-hmm. right? That's the closest I got to fantasy. Mm-hmm. But as far as popular fantasy, like, I wasn't into Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But there's gotta be some new source material, because what's gonna happen is if we have to have segregation in this shit, because we already got it, but if we have to have viable segregation, I'm down for it.
I'm not mad at
I would love to see a full POC fantasy world where there was no white people. I'm okay with that.
And that's what I'm saying.
And that could be the motherfucking plot line as far as I'm concerned. Because it sounds fucked up, but that's really what it is. It could be a full POC fantasy without white people. Because it could all be about people of color. Netflix, call me. but it really could. Because if y'all think that this is your fantasy because you don't have to deal with race, we want a fantasy too where we don't have to deal with you motherfuckers. Because we don't have a problem dealing with race. We have to. Mm-hmm. What we have a problem is when we are criticized and
scrutinized,
beaten, taken away from, disregarded, and humiliated about our race.
And it's
that's
not
the
even
problem.
About anything that's done. My biggest thing is just existing. Because like I said.
And I can understand there's certain people who have the argument that it's pandering.
Yeah.
You're pandering to the masses because everybody. But times change. Times really do change.
I don't even believe it's pandering.
It's
I think
not.
It's like.
Pandering is a Martin Luther King Day sale. That's pandering.
Yeah, I agree.
This is just putting people into the character. Like, get the fuck over it.
You're making a show. You got to cash people.
Once again, go get some coochie.
I'm saying
because it's white.
A surplus of pussy will put the kibosh on a lot of this bullshit.
Listen, because the majority of these people, complaining are white males. That's all it is. White single males.
It's them cis gender
males who are mad. Who were probably born in between 75 and 82. Those are the people that are really the maddest.
And
83. I'll throw 83 in
so
there.
So just, again, read your books. Like, that just doesn't change your lore.
Because this is not different. Like, this is the book. This is the book. It's just the book. It's on TV.
If they add shit,
change the contrast on your TV. Do whatever it takes, but shut the fuck up about it.
And I will say this: I did watch a few trailer breakdowns, and it is a fair amount of people that honestly don't care about the races or the color. So that's and I'm like, good. You just want to see a good show. They just want to see a good show. This is aimed towards.
I'm telling you, the best thing that happened was fucking COVID. Sometimes lockdown, because it forced a lot of people to watch shit even if they didn't want to. It forced people to have to look at shit. That's the reason why so much change happened, was because people were forced to do this shit. They let you motherfuckers back outside and you don't know how to act. You out here acting like Britney Spears on Instagram, and I've had enough.
I was gonna say, how many times have you called me or text me
and like, lock these niggas back up?
And then you're like, a screenshot of what you was doing. I'm like, I screenshotted you, and what was I doing? Watching a fucking Lord of the Rings video. Yep. Like, Lord of the Rings is literally my shit. I'm not saying this because, you know, I'm a nerd.
You're not pandering.
I'm not, but this is my shit, and this is why I'm passionate talking about it. But we ain't gonna talk about it for the whole episode. It's just...
Yeah, we are. Because we're almost done here. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm ready to go. And yes, this is my home, but I've had enough.
Okay.
Continue.
So, just a reason why it's passionate, because I'm really looking forward to this show. It was the most expensive show of all time. They spent $1 billion on it.
This is about to be a terrible show.
Because it's already done. They filmed all 5 seasons already, just like how they did the movie. The movie was a real expensive endeavor. No movie has ever been filmed like that.
So, yeah, but when it comes to movies, I can understand. TV shows, not so much.
Well, if it's terrible or not, like, it's done. So people are saying this is gonna be another Game of Thrones fiasco. But the books are done. Like,
yeah, Game of Thrones is different though, because
they have to wait for
homeboy ain't never gonna finish them fucking books. Like, y'all might as well go ahead and toss it.
And another thing,
I was able to read the Game of Thrones books.
This is nothing I'll say.
You need to get Lord of the Rings another chance.
This is nothing I'll say about Lord of the Rings thing too. They're basing this off shit that wasn't completed. They're filling in the gaps. This is based off the appendices and what the Silmarillion that was prior to Lord of the Rings, Hobbit. The Silmarillion was another part of Lord of the Rings. Like, that's what I'm saying. The universe is vast. Like, this shit.
Come on, Nate.
This is my shit. That's why I'm mad.
Because Jared
that
Tolkien,
I can't enjoy it. Jared, like, just Tolkien, let me enjoy it without y'all talking shit.
He really did create a whole nother world.
Yeah.
Like, there's languages, there's studies, there's courses on learning the languages that he's created. He was a linguist master, and I just appreciate him for that.
And another thing I say, they're new characters. Now, if they were to make Gandalf black and people got mad, I'd be like, oh, okay.
I can understand that.
I can see why you're mad.
That's pandering.
They're creating characters that didn't exist. And this is one of the arguments I make. So you get mad when they change it about characters. But now we're just adding new characters. Because this shit happened with Star Wars, Book of Boba Fett. I'm loving this shit. They added these characters and people were mad, like, why? Because they live on this desert planet, and he's they're
talking
called
about Boba, right?
Boba Fett. Yeah, they're on Tatooine. If you ever watch Star Wars, the planet that Luke is on in the first Star Wars, this is the planet where Book of Boba Fett take place in. So they added these new set of characters. They're called the Mods, but they drive around in these colorful speeders, and people are mad. It's like, oh, why are these so colorful? This doesn't belong in Star Wars. They're creating new characters.
Not everything can be fucking Empire Strikes Back.
And
y'all,
they're implementing new characters for new audience. And again, you have to sell merchandise.
Niggas don't like Baby Yoda.
So people didn't like.
People didn't like Baby Yoda.
Oh, he's just, they're just making him sell toys.
This is Disney's influence, nigga.
But what people don't realize, George Lucas, when he made Star Wars, he didn't get paid for making Star Wars. He didn't get paid for American Star Wars. His thing was, okay, just let me get rights to all the merchandise.
Yeah.
George Lucas knew what the fuck he was doing.
Yes.
He made that and created all this shit George Lucas became a billionaire.
That's what he paid them people, too.
He became a billionaire from merchandising. So you have to create new shit. Baby Yoda going to sell a bunch of toys.
Sure did, because I got one. I fucking love the child.
At the con, we found one.
Yep.
So no, you so create cute. You create all this shit.
I act like Baby Yoda. Just sitting there. Just give me a fucking snack and I'll save the day.
I just love the new creation of shit. Like I said, I love Book of Boba Fett. I love everything they add. I love The Mandalorian. I love, he's going to talk about Doctor Strange. I love that new trailer.
I like Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is, that would it's round underrated. Up. That would round out my favorite. Benedict Cumberbatch is dream casting. They talk about dream casting.
Yeah, there's nobody else.
Tony Stark with Robert Downey Jr. and Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange was superb. Mm-hmm. As far as nerd shit, the only other one that's better is Patrick Stewart as Charles Xavier.
Yeah, nobody else could have did that.
Who had a cameo in the fucking Doctor Strange trailer. And what I love about this is it's set in the comic books are fucking wild. So, but I love how they took the ring.
They're like Bibles in color.
They are. So I love how Marvel is taking the. You like baseball? Let me use a baseball analogy. I love how.
Go ahead.
I love how Marvel's taking the reins off. So they're doing shit that they're not sure about. This is AAA. We're gonna put this on Disney Plus. Shit that they gonna hit major leagues. We're gonna make a movie about this. So I love that Marvel strategy with Disney Plus. I love how they can do that now.
Look, Disney is the master of the game.
They doing the shit.
They know what the fuck is going on. And then if the shit goes really big on Disney Plus, they
bring them up.
They're pulling them out and putting them back in.
It's the baseball shit. So they bringing them up from the minors. We bring you up from AAA. You gonna get your own movie. Mm-hmm. So I love how they having a moon.
They're literally. This is gonna be a monopoly.
I love how they have the Moon Knight thing. Moon Knight is a kind of obscure character. He's basically the Batman of Marvel. So anyway, with the Doctor
Strange, but not as cool.
He's not as cool as Batman because I'm a Batman stan and I don't give a fuck. The Batman. I'm really. This is one of my most anticipated movies like ever. Like being an adult because I seen it from Inception to fruition, and I love it because it seems to be based off Year One, which is one of my favorite Batman stories. And they're adding implements of Long Halloween.
And the only thing about it, because you know how I am about.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Jesus, DC movies, Warner Brother movies in general, because they do have the perception of being so much darker than Marvel movies. True. And this one has a very 21st century cinematography on it, and you can see it from the original trailers. Yeah. You can see it from the sepia that's kind of kind of just overlapping it, and it kind of gives you. It's not Tim Burton, but it's not. But you get. You see what I'm talking about?
Because it's definitely not Tim Burton color grade.
No,
Tim Burton was the goth genius. He was the king of that. Gothic is Tim Burton.
Yes, that's perfect to be said. But this has a little taste of something, and we have a sepia-toned woman in there.
Zoe Kravitz. So. I love the red hues, though.
It's enhancing everything. Yeah. But that's what's making it interesting for me, because it's Warner Brothers needed to do something. DC had to do something, or this wasn't going to work anymore.
And I was skeptical about the casting of Robert Pattinson.
Looks
like it's going to shape out.
I never was. I always felt.
Only was because he was.
Because he was Edward, right? Yeah.
In
Twilight.
He was so fucking little. That's why I was.
Yeah. Skeptical. And because this is more of a. He still don't have the.
But that's before I knew it was going to be. A year. This is Batman, his second year being Batman.
Right.
So
this ain't swole Batman.
Yeah, he ain't worked the kinks out yet.
And he's still relatively young.
Yeah, so when I found that out, and they based him on Kurt Cobain, so this is why they used the.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they based him on a Kurt Cobain character. This is why he's moody. This is why they used it, the Nirvana song in the trailer, the original trailer. So it's based. It's this 90s grunge shit. And one of my favorite Batman stories is Year One, and based off that. And another thing about the Batman. I actually like that they called it the Batman. Like,
yeah,
because
I like it because it's given well. Because I really I knew that Affleck was supposed to be old Batman or whatever, but I hated him.
I loved it because it was true to he was based on the Dark Knight, not the movie The Dark Knight,
right? The Dark comic, the book,
the graphic novel. The Dark Knight was a Batman that was like old and didn't give a fuck. Cause one of Batman's biggest things, he doesn't use guns. This is why people were mad when Ben Affleck Batfleck used guns. But he was based on the Dark Knight Batman.
And that nigga was too old to fight, so he's pop, didn't pop, give a pop. Fuck.
Yeah, he kinda lost his way, and that's kinda the crux of the story. So, yeah, I just like it all. I'm excited for Doctor Strange. I like how they're introducing the Illuminati into there. Oh, that's what I'm saying about comic books. I like how Marvel now is taking the reins off where they can just do this multiverse shit. Because this shit happens in comic books all the time. And I liked how the latest Spider-Man Far From Home. I like how they, without explanation, without caveat, you're like, oh, we can add Tobey Maguire Batman, Andrew Garfield Batman, and Tom Holland Batman, and we're going to explain it through this and that. You couldn't have did that shit 10 years ago.
Nope.
You would have been like, what the fuck is this?
I'm so confused.
And I like how they ended it, too. So now you take, because Spider-Man is, have you seen Far From Home? Spoiler alert, Spider-Man is pretty much out of the MCU now with the ending. The way that movie ended, Spider-Man is not out of the MCU, but they made it in a way where he can make solo movies now. But they do that shit in comic books all the time because the continuity of it, because nerds will complain.
Yeah,
they'll be like, oh, why isn't did it, if he was here?
Shut the fuck up and go get some pussy.
Shut the fuck up and get some pussy. Call this episode Shut the Fuck Up and Go Get Some Pussy.
I don't think that's no, we can't do that.
So, in summation,
the only thing that I really, really hope for and what I would really like to see, I'm gonna say for people, persons of color.
People of and, color. I'm not even sure if I like POC. I don't even know if I like that term, but
it's easy to so throw that around.
People of color.
Let me rephrase that. Sorry.
It's
been a long day. No, for black people in movies, there's just a few things I do want to see. Mm-hmm. For already created characters. I don't need Black Superman. I don't need Black Batman. Y'all can keep that. What I want is existing characters, and I want more storylines.
Yes.
I need a T'Challa and Storm. I do. Look, when I say I do need it, I need it. I could have a whole Storm movie, but it has to be the right person. Mm-hmm. It would have to be. If you didn't know,
Storm backstory is pretty damn.
That's what I'm.
If y'all know, she was like worshipped as a god in her village before she joined the X-Men.
Her whole family, because it just goes so good.
Give me a Monroe. What's her name? Ahura Monroe.
Yeah.
Give me this 6'5" fucking glamour.
Yes,
guy. Give she's me. Hella tall.
Yeah,
she's 6'2".
And then they had little bitty ass Holly Berry in there.
But I get that.
I mean, it made sense for 2001. Yeah, but in 2021, there's plenty of women who can put that because she was not.
She wasn't dainty.
No, there's nothing dainty about her, but she is still a lady. I love Storm. I love X-Men. I feel like that's the one.
She was actually supposed to get a solo movie when they made Wolverine, but it performed so badly. They
scrapped 21st Century Fox scrapped so many fucking projects for X-Men. When we talk about nerd shit, X-Men is my shit.
That's a lot of people's entry point.
Yeah, X-Men, the old original animated series, is what got me into the comic books and going further and further.
My too.
So it's X-Men and then
X-Men. What went for me? Did Batman come out before X-Men?
Yeah.
So it'd have been Batman, X-Men, and Spider-Man. Spider-Man introduced me to Blade.
Because
he was in an episode of Spider-Man.
Batman animated series is still probably one of the best animated series.
I still watch that to this day.
One of the best written and best like shown out animated series ever. Even though it was for children, somebody
it wasn't even for
the other because that's why everybody that was why people froze to death in the movie because you couldn't show death, you couldn't get shot, all that type of stuff. Anyways, I'm a big X-Men fan. But
the noir feel. Since I'm a big fan of noir.
Yeah. So since Disney's acquisition of 21st Century Fox, they've scrapped so many fucking projects. They scrapped the Gambit, they scrapped the Storm. They because they can't, and the X-Men movies that have been released,
they're not batting baseball.
They're just missing something.
The first two were good. Third one was garbage.
But that's the same thing with DC. Everything to DC for the last 10 years has proven that can't do this.
They can't do that interconnected shit. Because when DC makes an isolated movie bereft of any kind of world building, it's a great movie. The first Wonder Woman, I loved it. I love all Batman movies except for Batman and Robin, which breaks my heart because Mr. Freeze is my favorite Batman villain, and Arnold Schwarzenegger fucked him up. Like, I hated Mr. Freeze.
I think it was that. I don't know. It was a mess. It really was.
They do good movies when it's isolated. Because I actually like Man of Steel. But
those junk movies, that's what they call them. The Batman, the Clooney, everything after Kilmer. They call it the junk movies. I love the junk movies, though. Like that.
It does have its cheesy
appeal. It's so 90s. Pure nostalgia for me. Going to the movies with my dad. We always saw Batman movies on opening weekend, so I always.
But when you watch Michael Keaton, and then if you watch the Michael Keaton Batman in '89, then you watch the George Clooney movies. Like, how did the fuck did it get cheesier as it went on?
And George Clooney, and what makes no sense is that George Clooney has a natural swag. If you ever, Ocean's 11 is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I hated him in Batman. He's fucking a bobblehead. If you watch that movie. He's just a fucking bobblehead.
He just didn't have anything that was like, oh, I'm good at this. And Val Kilmer.
And I love Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer, as terrible of a person as he is, he really did. Before he went and talked shit about Oprah and ruined his whole entire career, he would have lived a good life.
Because I love fucking Holiday. That whole moniker came from Val Kilmer's portrayal in Tombstone. This is how the Holiday moniker came, because he was such a cool character and I wanted to emulate that shit. That's why I drink and gamble.
That's why
I drink and gamble.
I've never seen you gamble. I mean, you can't play cards.
My life.
Gamble. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought you meant like gambling money, you want to gamble and just die. Okay. Whatever.
Hey, none of us making it out on a long enough timeline. We're all going to die.
We're all making our own villain stories this year. I'm starting mine tonight.
You're the villain in my story?
Yes. Because it's going to be like,
because
what Indy Holiday?
This motherfucker. Y'all. Because the bank's worth my money. Shit. The bank after my shit now.
I am the Bane to his Batman.
I'm more of an anti-hero, so you could be a villain. But anyway, in summation, I'm looking forward to Lord of the Rings. I'm looking forward to the Batman. I'm looking forward to the Flash.
If you are a black person, Asian, whatever, and you are an artist, you're somebody who's trying to develop new stuff, reach out to us, Black Audacity Podcast.
I love people now of people of different backgrounds creating shit, even if it don't blow and becomes a big move.
But just I love it. You know, and it doesn't matter what genre or what you're into, because we read everything.
You're not really into samurai Japanese culture.
We had that long story of the situation with me. I stalked this author on Twitter and found her. I had to explain to her who my Twitter person and who I am were two totally different people, and I needed her to provide me with the book. And I still can't, I'm really upset because I still can't shout her out on this show because I have a secret Twitter. Anyway,
you are a villain.
I am a villain,
motherfucker. But
if you are an artist, if you're a graphic artist, if you're
a writer, designer,
anything like that, and you are interested in giving your works out, if you haven't been to our page, that's all we do. 90% of our content, even, is not about us. It's about shouting out other people.
I love coming across new material that I never heard of, and
I love to see it from people that look like me,
because I can appreciate it.
Cool with people that look like me.
That's what I'm saying. I can appreciate that. That's why, in full circle, that's why it really hurts my feelings when just the introduction
of black people in certain media is such a fucking,
not bad thing, but such a negative thing.
I just feel like if this was in reverse and we had a black fantasy show or based on a book that was longstanding and there was a white character that was introduced,
I don't think nobody would care.
I don't know. 2022, it might be a little bit different. It might be some uproar if it was like Kim Kardashian came in.
Well, because you wouldn't have to just introduce him out the way because you
if again Netflix called me, if it was a black fantasy world, no, and all of a sudden the white people came in and that was the, yeah,
I don't know what I'm I saying some is ideas. You pontificated this point already that it, black media don't exist without other characters, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's always other characters, which again isn't a bad thing because I watched Lord of the Rings. I didn't care whether no black people, that's what I'm saying. I like different media. I love Japanese culture. I don't care if no black people. I like your shit. I love, you love that motherfucking Russian aristocracy shit.
I do.
I don't care if no black people. I love that medieval shit. I don't care.
I love medieval shit too.
And I don't care.
But see, and this is the thing. This is what bothers me. And this is what's just wrong with American culture. Then we're really going to wrap it up. But this is a wrong with American culture as a whole. Is because we don't have one. So
we don't have. That's why sports are our shit.
So, and that's why celebrities are too.
Our,
so when
our royalty. Yeah,
and so the quote unquote subcultures of the American culture, when they try to do anything, there always becomes a problem because American culture basically is nothing but white paint over every other race.
That's true. I said this time and time again when people talk about, oh, you're acting good. Black culture is truly American culture as far as figuring shit out,
because you have to, even though we were replanted here,
exactly,
by the way, we are the born here, because you got to remember them colonial motherfuckers wasn't from here.
That's their Anglo shit.
We are literally from the land. We were built, our blood sowed the seeds.
We came here and were cut off from everything prior
we
to
have
us
ne-
by design.
So you can never say that the introduction of a black anything to any culture, to any of this, and I know Lord of the Rings is technically European, mm-hmm, or English, but it's American motherfuckers watching it. There is no way. You guys have to, because I know we have a lot of white listeners. I know we have people who agree with not having people of color, black people introducing stuff. Mm-hmm. This is the thing, though. You can't have it. Mm-hmm. It's that time has come and gone. Yeah. Like, it's time to get over it. I don't ever, and that's, I'm trying to say I don't want to talk about this again, but I don't ever want to have this fucking discussion, mm-hmm, again if I don't have to, about some about some imaginary motherfucking world. An imaginary world that's technically based on your world. Do you know some motherfucking elves? If I see a black, like, that just pisses me off. Like, who?
Because, like I told you before.
And Star Wars. I don't even like Star Wars.
I love Star Wars. My thing, I look at shit like I look at plays. So, if it's just the best actor for the job, that's how I look at it. So it's not like, oh, I know this is a black actor, but I know he's supposed to be white. I don't look at it like that. I just look at it like, this is this motherfucker's. It's Hamilton. Think about Hamilton. So, no.
I told you we had to wrap this up. But it's
Hamilton.
It's absolutely true. But you have to, you don't remember because you didn't know about it back then. The backlash from Hamilton before it became this American phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It was a Disney movie.
And I did not know about it. So, yes.
Motherfuckers hated Hamilton.
Was mad.
They hated
Hamilton. Niggas was George Washington.
Because you had a Puerto Rican singing as they were Alexander Hamilton. Like, yeah,
but
what?
What was so funny, historically, that's how plays are. Like I say, whenever, because Peter Pan is a cross, and a woman always plays
Shakespeare
Peter
in
Pan.
Love. That was the whole point in the plot of the movie, was that, you know, women couldn't play women roles, it had to be a man. Kabuki,
yeah,
actors in Japanese.
Exactly.
Like, it's all.
And I love Kabuki theater because it's all so heavily dramatized. So
it's like going to a black church on a good first Sunday.
Hella dramatized.
No, it really is.
No,
it's the pageantry of it.
I laugh, but no. in jest, but no. So that's why when I look at movies, that's how I look at it. Oh, this is the best motherfucker that
can do this. So remove your racist ass shit from the equation and just go ahead and go with the flow. But while you're doing that, go ahead and check us out on Instagram, yes. Our Black Audacity Podcast on IG, and individually VSIN Banks and JHolla559.
Yes.
Also, again, if you're an artist, if you're somebody who wants to get your content shared, go ahead and reach out to us at Black Audacity Podcast @gmail.com. So, in summation,
build me an army worthy of Mordor. That's some Lord of the Rings shit. This is your boy. Nah, I'm a nerd the fuck out, and I'm a support this, not only because it's black characters, this is on principle, because you motherfuckers didn't piss me off. So, I ain't even watched the show, and this is my new favorite show. But I already wanted to watch it, so this is not that. I already wanted to watch it, so
to have a non-niggerish quote to end this with, because that was ghetto as hell, and I'm saying that I know it's Black History Month, but it's
Black Future Month.
why are you over there acting like Marla Gibbs? Put your finger down.
Come on.
You don't see the thing.
Nobody there was all watching TV. Nobody see me. That's why I did it.
I just wanted to end it with a statement from J.R.R. Tolkien.
Go.
One of his friend's daughters asked him, what was the purpose of life? And he said, to increase according to our capacity, our knowledge of God by all the means we have, and to be moved by it to praise and thanks.
Amen. Hey, the fuck, man.
Now, I would have ended this with a black quote, but I didn't have one for fantasy. But in the words of Sin Banks, go get some pussy.
Go get some pussy.
Wrapping this up.
Yeah. It's your boy, J.Holla.
559. Bye.